Foxy Cow Podcast, episode 20.
Episode motherfucking 20.
Yeah.
It's the usuals. We got a reoccurring guest, man. Y'all know we got your boy A-Rob here, man. What's going on, boy?
Nigga told me he got some shit to get off his chest, man. So
I'm spazzing lately, bro.
His voice to be heard.
Yeah, man. Cameraman, you up?
Oh, you starting it off with the shoddy?
Back.
Cameraman trying to bend out of these means. Shot. Salutations.
Shots up.
Ain't no
one that we can't walk
about.
You don't know what's in here, dog.
Yeah, all right. It's post-election day. We still ain't there. It's trending towards Biden. What's your thoughts? Express.
Shouts out to this black cities in America, man. Like Milwaukee, Detroit, Atlanta. Motherfucking Philadelphia, yeah. Motherfucking like that's them swing states. Thinking Trump got all the rural people out. You know, a lot of the white demographic ain't voting for us. So
yeah,
the black people showed out, man.
Did Trump win them states last time?
He lost them.
The blue wall states. He
like
won
like Atlanta, Milwaukee, Detroit.
I don't think the state of Georgia.
He flipped Wisconsin.
So
them the only two flip states so far, right? Georgia might be next.
So
yeah,
I'm saying he won last time.
Yeah, he won Wisconsin. Yeah. He won Georgia. I think Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Those are flip states anyway.
And that's shit crazy because people don't really understand outside of Georgia. I mean, outside of Atlanta. Georgia ain't
chocolate.
Any major city, any inner city. People don't realize, like, anywhere outside of the inner cities in this country, it's nothing near. It's racist. It's basically
racist. Some parts of Georgia, like Columbus area, was voted for.
Well, see, Columbus would be considered a major city of
Georgia. Yeah, you're right. Georgia. You're right. You're definitely dead right. You're right.
So
outside of major cities.
Outside of those major cities, though, where.
Even it could be country area, but still a major city.
Major cities is racist. So that's what you forget living in places like Atlanta, probably like Detroit. You know, places like that, people realize that, you know, it's really, Trump really brings the worst out of the country. Like,
he's divisive, but he know how to rally them motherfuckers up. Yeah. They voted more.
Them motherfuckers, did you see them in Michigan? They standing outside the window.
They trying to get in the door. Stop counting.
Imagine if the demographic was different. That was black people outside. Thanks.
They probably would have stopped.
We're in danger. I've been watching Fox News and CNN.
Fox?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta get both sides. You gotta get both sides. They didn't report that one time.
Fox?
You're right, though.
That was 63rd. My bad. Shouts out to the ops.
That shit is.
But hopefully, by the time y'all hear this, we got a winner.
So. He's getting closer in Georgia. If he wins tonight, if he wins Georgia, it's looking like he's already won Arizona. If he wins Georgia, it's a wrap. But, you know, we're waiting on Nevada. He's looking like he's 8,000 up right now in Nevada. It's looking like he's going to win Nevada, but. They're not saying nothing until everything's counted. They already said they ain't going till Friday or tomorrow. Earliest. Something like that. So Trump is already, you know, he tried to take ownership and say that he won last night.
Right.
Yeah.
He did win last night.
He won.
Third quarter. He was up the third.
They said basically, you know, he said that, you know, stop counting.
You know, it's funny. He's saying stop counting in those states, but he ain't saying stop counting in Nevada.
Facts.
He ain't saying he stopped counting Nevada.
That was crazy.
It's cool to count Nevada, but not in the state.
I be trying to be serious at times, like when it comes to his presidency, but it's fucking hilarious.
Nah, he's the most entertaining motherfucker.
Here, bro.
Like, I'm gonna miss that nigga if he loses, like bro.
He's like a Will Ferrell character. The nigga's like Will. He's like fucking Ricky Bobby.
He's like a walking parody, bro. I feel you. He funny, but he racist. But it is what it is.
Biden, ain't?
Yeah.
We'll see.
To the rap world in this election, you know what I'm saying? You seen Lil Wayne endorsed him, and that had everybody
wow.
Well, not everybody.
Who's surprised about Wayne?
People, in shambles.
Yeah, Boosie the best out of Louisiana. That's all. I've been saying that forever.
Yeah, let's talk about the rap world. Everybody, we got something to say about that boy Set and his business and family and all that. talk about what he did with this election. Talk about everything he did leading up and the primaries and all that shit.
No, he did
make
great.
Make sure everybody talking about all that.
He great. I'm happy he
was able to vote. Then hopped on the food truck yesterday.
Hopped on the food truck, passed out full charger. We partnered with Nike. Partnered with Nike and Lyft to get people free rides to the polls and all that
that's
shit.
A fact. That's
talking about all that.
That's the influence that probably had a lot of black voters voting in them cities. So
yeah, shout out to
people like Offset, to like LeBron's, the people.
And I think what people don't realize, and that's the thing. I think that's the problem that people have with Wayne. Is like, Wayne, you don't even do nothing for our community. Hey. So who are you to go talk?
Hey, shout out LeBron paid all the millions for Florida to vote. Oh. Hey,
Probably all them Cubans.
He paid millions for the inmates to vote. No. Florida.
I don't even know about
Florida. Like, he got a part in the now. U.S. Like, the fuck I choose Florida for? Like, them Cubans came out and was like.
But I think just how, like, what you said about Offset, I think that's part of the reason why people have a problem with Wayne, because Wayne don't do nothing for the community.
But he never had.
I know, but that's why they saying, like, why are you going to even speak on behalf of black people? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just don't make sense. Like, when you don't. But, I mean, if you know, if you pay attention to Wayne, which is not, you know, hard to, we all know that he's kind of never really been. He's always kind of had. I'm not saying he's a coon, a sucker, or whatever, but he's always had a thing for white people.
He's disconnected from the black community.
Yeah.
He always has been since he took off. He's been
disconnected. And it started.
George Bush just sounds like he has some connection there.
Because
maybe that's why he took off.
No. It's because it had something to do with New Orleans.
It
hit him home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know, it's funny because I always say, like, well, Wayne, I always used to say that nigga. If you give him something to rap about, if you give nigga a topic to rap about,
he can rap.
He's great, but other than that, so that makes sense.
My
that
makes bitch sense is,
that he actually
he don't. He says you're right.
Yeah, so I think that
he entitled to vote for whoever you want.
Yeah, Wayne. Wayne can vote for everyone. I don't think he's really gonna sway too many votes.
I never really understood why we look these celebrities and shit.
Yeah.
Because, hey, most of them are completely disconnected from the community.
That's the black culture, though.
I don't even know if they're wrong for being disconnected from the community.
I mean, they're in a different tax bracket.
Yeah, fuck the tax bracket. Like, you
different things. They're gone.
Different things.
They're not living, man. They don't have the same everyday struggle that we do. I agree.
Like, one of my favorite whole quotes, what niggas say, people always look at you strange. People always look at you strange and say you change, like you worked that hard.
It's hard to say the same.
I did all this shit. Yes, I'm moving out of the hood. I'm gone. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, that's like
I don't know what's going on in the hood and all this shit. And yes, they need to be checking in
they rap about it.
But it's hard, and it's also hard to ask somebody that's rich for, like, the, you know, to do the greater good for their people and, like, hey, get taxed 62%. Get taxed this much. Like, it's hard to ask a nigga who come from poverty.
I'm sorry. Them folks spending money too.
I'm sorry. I'm not getting taxed 62%. I don't give a damn.
I seen some ex-football players like Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, they got a podcast.
He was talking about how he'd take the L for it.
That was very unselfish.
That's very unselfish.
He's saying, like,
but did you look at Brandon Marshall in the face? They was looking like,
shit. I don't know. I need that. And it's their choice. But don't. It's just where you willing to sacrifice.
And at the same time, on another hand, the majority of our rappers in our community aren't on that shit that Wayne know. They ask the right people questions because they know who they know to ask these type of questions.
Yeah.
It's gonna be because they know it's gonna be a big deal.
Because Waka, Kodak, and Lil Pump, they all endorse Trump too. You seen Lil Pump?
Lil Pimp out.
Hey, you can't tell me. Hey, you know. Trump did that shit on purpose.
Yeah. For sure.
He's big.
For sure.
Lil Pimp, he's big.
He did that shit on purpose. Man, he knew that man.
The rap stars of the world.
You know what's funny? Like,
he just reached as far as he could.
It's like
Trump.
A lot of people feel like Hillary or a Democratic Party, they like cooning. They like trying to be cool to get the black vote, whatever.
Yeah.
Trump do that. He's not going to lose not one single vote.
Facts.
For doing that.
Well,
he's not going to lose it as far as from his core. They don't give a fuck about.
We're more critical. Black people are critical.
They not gonna fuck about Lil Pump. They gonna laugh and be like, oh, okay, okay.
But it makes sense for Lil Pump. But first of all, it makes sense for, if you look, Lil Pump is from Miami. He's Cuban. He's
Cuban.
The Cubans in Miami are voting for Trump.
He had a tweet a couple years ago that said, fuck Donald Trump.
Yo, I watched one, I watched something where Andrew Schultz, I mean, first of all, what you say, you said fuck Donald Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a trendy rapper,
fuck Donald Trump.
In 2013, it was cool to say fuck Donald Trump, correct?
Yeah.
So he's got trendy opinions. Talking about that stand up. Yeah. He said as soon as, but Andrew Schultz, he said, as soon as the Cuban touch the get out the water and touch the land.
That nigga said, I'm free.
Shut it down for everybody. Shut it down for everybody else.
You crowding this dice game. Watch out. Yeah. Wet back, I'm dry foot. Yeah, that was a funny joke.
It's funny, but it's true. Apparently, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm shocked. When they said LeBron spent all that goddamn money for these motherfuckers in Florida to vote.
they hit it legal LeBron ass.
LeBron was a lady. He paid all that goddamn probation and shit off everything. Jose ain't go out there. Shout out LeBron, man.
Thank you, LeBron, but you just beat us, nigga. You just beat us in it. Fuck you. And you left us. So they probably, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. It's confusing. But Oregon. Decriminalizing.
My cousin's down in Oregon.
That's some cold shit.
All the drugs.
That's some cold shit, man.
I got a different take on this. So y'all got
I think ours is about
there,
the same.
Wait, no, for real. Is there anywhere that like cocaine and heroin is...
Not that I know of.
See, not that this I know is of. What I... This is,
like, even in Europe. Like, is there anywhere?
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't know.
We got fire in Mexico.
I know it's nowhere in the fuck United States.
No. I was about to say, you talking about, like, overseas? I don't know.
At first, I thought they were saying, like, basically, you could just be at the crib, like, shooting up H. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's what it is. When they said decriminalize, when I read it, like, they're going to, instead of arresting you and punishing you for it, they're going to mandate that you get help, correct?
Yeah, like take away from facility. You. They'll take away from you, and it's a different...
You got to do some fucking classes and shit. Like, yeah, they going to do shit like
but
that.
But y'all know the... I'm sorry, I got to be this guy. I know the, the demographic of Oregon.
White people.
It's white people.
So you think they would have did that was a city full of niggas?
In Atlanta? No. In Detroit? No.
What they do?
Hey, we can't be in jail. We can't be in weed.
But as soon as they do,
cocaine and heroin.
Hey, folks, Give me that.
Okay, so look, but also.
You know better than that.
But also, right.
Go get some help.
Also, right. Isn't it
fucking crazy to me? The crack epidemic. In the 80s, everybody, you know, somebody that was around is in jail or it's affected their family to this day.
Okay,
but now they talking about something in Oregon.
The difference is,
I'm good with Cali.
The difference is, though, Oregon, the people voted that. You know what I'm saying? The crack epidemic, you didn't vote on crack. They just sent this shit in there. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the only thing I would dispute on that. Like, the people of Oregon voted to decriminalize it. You know what I mean? Like, we would get the vote. If that was something that was stronghold in Georgia, we would take that vote on that too.
I'm not.
And we probably
enough information to be like, but I'm sure there was ways to affect. Never mind. Go ahead.
I do feel you. I do feel like if, let's just say that Georgia wins that vote, correct? Let's say that was on the ballot.
Yeah.
Georgia wins that. And I think that if somewhere in Atlanta, it would definitely be a little different in being in the Blue Ridge Mountains. You know what I'm saying? Like just the rate, like the consequences. I still don't think it would be
fair.
You know, correct. I Portland has a black area of the town. I still think that it'll be different, or they'll find a way to arrest you, or to, you know what I mean, if they catch you with something. You know what I mean? So. I'm not sure. My thing is, so if they decriminalize it, like, let's say that you're carrying more than an ounce on you, like, do you still get in trouble? Is it still a distribution charge? It's still a lot of questions I still got to figure out, I guess. Like, I'm sure you could probably still go to jail for, like, possession, like, intent to distribute, shit like that.
Yeah, as long as you ain't the plug, you good.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I got anything else on the election?
Man. We got the answer. Trump's suing, though.
Yeah.
Suing them folks.
Y'all boys had a good Halloween.
Yeah, man.
It's probably the most chill one I had in a while.
Weak-ass haunted house.
Shit, which one you went to?
I don't even know that shit.
Y'all was scared, huh? You ran away, huh?
She wasn't nothing. She was terrible.
Happy birthday, Maya. Yeah, we went to Leroy and Maya's.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And happy birthday to Jada.
Jada.
Yeah, so.
Old as hell. Whew.
Nigga, you right down the street.
About to be 29. Hey, when we was 29, we was old. When he was 27, you know.
That shit just don't stop.
This is how it's gonna be. So, which it was a lot of celebs, you know what I'm saying? You know, they had them. Who y'all think had the best costume? I think it was Quavo.
The boy.
Sweet.
Shit, Seth had that mask, right?
Quavo.
He was the mask. That was
hard.
That was the mask. Quavo was Beast.
Yeah, I think Beast though. Beast and Mystique was hard. That shit was hard.
Yeah. Her doing Mystique, that shit was
hard. That was hard.
Shit was crazy.
Did y'all see the other Mystique?
Transgender guy makeup artist, right?
No. Did you see? Oh, we talking about celebrities.
It was a transgender makeup artist, famous like world famous. He was a Mystique.
Don't even worry about it.
He was Mystique. That's why I thought that's who you was talking about.
I can't remember her name.
I think it's time.
She worked at
another shot.
She worked at Pinups, and she was Mystique. And I was like, God damn.
Oh, you talking about somebody from the hood, from the block?
Nah, she worked at Pinups. Pinups. Yeah.
No, I know who you talking about.
Y'all seen?
Nah, not her. She was a chili.
Y'all seen? What's the man's name?
Who else had a good costume?
The nigga who dressed as Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Lil Nas.
Lil Nas.
Oh yeah, Dave.
They were mad at that nigga about that shit.
Davies
was wild a little bit.
What did he say? He said some Jamaican shit.
He basically called that man a poom poom.
Davies, like,
I mean, bro, mind your business. You know what I'm saying?
And then Nas
came. Davies doesn't make good enough music to be bothered. To be honest, bro.
Yeah, it's like, bro, mind your business.
You that nigga don't make good enough music to say nothing to nobody.
Lil Nas
got hits, bro.
Yeah. And
they got that man business.
And Lil Nas is too clever with the comebacks and on Twitter, and he can weaponize them gay people to get on your head.
Yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
Why you never sell the record?
Yeah, it's like it's a lose battle.
Davies crazy. What you bothering?
You don't know that nigga. Why you not like you an artist and you're an established artist?
And what benefit they do anything that? For clout, man? Yeah. The nigga just wanted to get a little bit of that nigga way.
It's 2020, bro. It's 2020, bro. Why does that even bother you to the point where you need to get online and say some shit?
Of that shit, man?
I don't give a fuck. That I actually thought that shit was kind of hard.
Hey, that's how you know that nigga ain't getting no money, though.
Yeah.
Because niggas that's getting money wouldn't even dare risk their paper.
You know what
like
they
that.
Need to do?
You know that nigga ain't getting no money.
Send them to Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson talked that nigga to death.
Mike Tyson boosted.
He ain't gonna hit y'all. He gonna talk to them.
Nah, so why you about that. Why you feeling that way? Just talk about this little Nas guy. You think like, what has he ever done to you, man?
Is it because he's your guy? That'll be the last nigga to talk to Boosie like that.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, bro.
I mean,
Davies, man. Come on,
bro. Yeah, make some
good music, bro. Get cap ass rapping shit, man.
Act Lil Nas for future nigga.
Yeah, you need that feature, bad buddy. He doing all that shit.
Yeah, he gotta sit that one out, brother. The baby, man. You know, my condolences to him. His brother committed suicide. It seemed like he said something like he was dumb just with society. He just was going through a lot.
Where the fuck
happened? He put
it today?
Yesterday. On election day. He said something about just human rights. He started off on Instagram Live, his brother. He said something about just talking about human rights and just you could tell like he was just going through it. Then he was showing his fingers and his fingers had blood on it. And allegedly, I didn't watch the whole thing, allegedly at some point he showed a gun and he committed suicide. And it sounded like he just been struggling. And then I even seen, you know, the baby, he responded. He put up the quote from one of his songs where he was saying, like, my brother be struggling. He act like we don't love him, but we do. You know what I mean? I forgot what the exact lyric was. And then, you know, he even put up a thing I seen today where he was saying, like, you know, check on all your people, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just feel for the baby. You know, R.P. is his brother, man. You know, he sound like he's at peace. You know what I'm saying? Since he decided to do that, he left, you know, three daughters and a son, I think. I pray for his family. I pray for the baby because, you know, baby just go through a lot, bro. I know we can criticize him, but there's reasons that maybe he does act the way he
acts. Trauma?
Yeah, he has trauma. He said it before. He has PTSD. This man shot somebody. He didn't ask on one occasion. He didn't kill somebody on another. You know, his dad just died last year, or the beginning of this year, one of those. His brother just died. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't know. It's tough, man. It's a mental health issue. Yeah,
that's why people got real, like, these celebs. They
live real fucking lives outside the goddamn camera.
Right. And that fame shit too. Mm-hmm. That shit is dangerous, bro. They say that shit sometimes is the worst kind of drug. Like the invasion of privacy. You don't.
And
everything they do, they can cheat you. You can't even.
And look at what he said, and like he said in that lyric. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to speculate why his brother did it. So, but it sounded like maybe his brother felt like maybe like a black sheep, or maybe felt like you in a situation where you could help me. You know what I'm saying? Because. And he was struggling, you know. Maybe there's obviously some kind of deeper rooted issue behind that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so unfortunate, but it's just like people look for it to be solution based. But what's the solution? Like,
yeah, all my people, man, hit up that.
But definitely, if you see people depressed, like, be aware that you never know what somebody's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta check on folks you love.
Check on your folks, man. Get them.
Check on the strong friend too.
Yeah. So. Yeah, did you see people criticizing Kanye's gift to Kim for her birthday?
That shit pissed me off, bro.
Yeah,
that's one of them shit that made me just want to get off Twitter, bro.
What he did to
her dad.
Yeah, her dad.
He got her hologram of her dad.
I cut that shit off. I said, nigga, what the part where he said, you buried the smartest man alive. Like that. I started laughing and cut that shit off.
That shit was dope. Like,
yeah, I thought that was a great gift. That's dope. Like, that's thoughtful. Because what do you get Kim Kardashian? A woman that has everything. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be hating it, but my dumbass can't resist. I'll go to the comments. I can't believe she decided to waste all that money during the pandemic.
People really hate Kim Kardashian.
I was like, what?
And obviously Kanye too, but.
I'm like, what?
God damn.
She could use that money to donate.
This shit is hilarious to me. People hate Kim Kardashian.
For what? What has she done?
They got no reason. They
don't shit. She's like a superhero, bro.
And shit, and I would...
Like, low-key.
Like, Kanye do a lot of bullshit, too, but, I mean, for you to hate either one of them, you kind of need to look in the mirror, because what have you done for our community?
Facts.
Because them folks doing it.
Already, they about to.
Man, you ain't never got by in jail, shut the fuck out of the folks' business, man. Shut the fuck up.
And one thing I'll say
shut
about...
Shut the fuck
one
up, thing,
man. About to be a common theme.
One thing I'll say about...
Please shut the fuck up.
One thing I'll say about Kanye is that he means well. He always means well.
He may can't get the words out right.
I don't agree with a lot of the stuff he says, but I've got to a point
now. I also say, you be tripping, but we love you.
That's facts. What's that? Facts.
I'm just saying, man, I don't really think people need to be, especially black people, man. We're the most judgmental fucking people in the world. Stop criticizing people that have done more in the community than you have.
Shut
the fuck up.
Stay out coming from business.
Yeah. Stay out of their business, man. And then go do something. Go do something, man.
Hey, man. Yeah. Shout out to Kanye for that gift. I thought that was an amazing gift. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Did y'all watch the Breakfast Club interview with Reason? Where he said men should get credit for being faithful.
They should.
Hold on.
I seen the clip.
Hold on.
Here it is. I feel like women should give men that are faithful credit for that. Like, women will act like it's the same thing as a woman being faithful. And it's like, it's not the same thing. Like, honestly, it's not. I just feel like what you said is true because, like, I haven't cheated since October 2016.
That's true. Like, literally. Like, yeah, I see Envy ain't say shit.
And you was being faithful, you supposed to do that. It's like, it is a difference. Like, and it's just not the same thing.
I feel like it just doesn't come up. If your man isn't cheating on you, then you're not talking about it because everything's fine, like, with that.
True, but I'm just saying, like, if you have a dude and he's faithful, like, I think that, like, you don't necessarily have to say thank you for being faithful.
Did you cheat?
Yeah, exactly. You don't got to say thank you for being faithful. I'm just saying that.
Gold star.
It should be looked at and given credit to, you know what I'm saying? Like, in my opinion.
All right, bro. So what I gotta say on that shit? We ain't asking for a Bentley. We ain't asking for a goddamn Rolex. Just can we get some credit? Say something. You know what? I really appreciate you for being a good, upstanding man. Just give me some type of acknowledgement of the fact that I'm doing right and I ain't like all these other bitch ass niggas you had in the past. Every now and then, we want to feel good too. We want words of affirmation. Ain't that what y'all want? Can we get something? Yeah, we doing what we supposed to do, but sometimes I might say, oh, damn, this food was good tonight. Yeah, you usually cook good, but tonight I'm just going to say, you know, just to remind you, shit, that's uplifting. Baby, you know, I'm just glad I got such a faithful husband. Thank you. That mean I'm damn sure not gonna cheat now.
I had okay.
It's motivation that you know you can continue not cheating like that. Sometimes we want to hear something uplifting. That's uplifting. It just makes you feel good. It's
motivation.
Don't it make you feel good and say, oh, I like your haircut. Thanks for washing my car. Thanks for putting gas in the car. Thank you for not cheating. You know, like you ain't like these other niggas. Cause a lot of females go through with bitch ass niggas that cheat. Cause black men don't cheat. I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know if I can respond to that.
You want me to go?
Yeah, you got it, Jess.
All right, man. I don't know what Brandon talking about. I'm just say my shit. I think reason he's just not a smart guy in that area is because. Reason.
Okay, y'all both went left.
That's one that you... No. Reason. If you want credit, get credit from your homeboy. You know what I'm saying?
I want credit for the person I'm not cheating on.
All right.
I ain't gonna yell over you no more.
I'm just saying, like, Reason. You don't want to necessarily... You don't say that out loud. That's one of those you don't say out loud. If you get in a relationship with a girl, you kind of is signing up for basically being faithful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless y'all don't spoke about it. But I'm saying the relationship that you're in, if we talk about the most standard relationship.
What standard?
An agreement.
Are you and your wife, did you make a vow to be faithful?
You said an important word there.
Oh, I love my wife.
When y'all were just boyfriend and girlfriend, was the standard to be faithful?
We've never had that conversation.
All right, so he's trying to do it.
Once
you're engaged, when you and your girlfriend got together, was the standard to be faithful?
It wasn't.
Y'all never had that conversation.
We never had that conversation.
Shit, Brandon.
It was never said.
We never had a conversation.
Now, when she go before,
so look, okay, so you knew. Did you know if you cheated that probably the relationship was over?
There's a potential.
Or that it's...
There's consequences.
There's a standard that you're held to.
Yeah, of course.
Alright. All I'm asking Reason to do is... Listen, Reason. I appreciate if you're in a relationship that you're being faithful. I appreciate that. That's something you should have kept to yourself. Get praise from your homies. Get praise from somebody else. The one thing you're not going to get from a woman is... for doing the bare minimum. That's what they expect from you. You're doing what you're expected. Yes, that's what you're expected to do.
A guy is expected to cheat. He should. In most cases, a guy is expected to cheat.
That's what I'm gonna piggyback off.
You can ask 50 women, and 49 is gonna say, dude, 9 times out of 10, a guy's gonna cheat.
Where you get that stat from?
Nigga,
life.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, I would say 49 is a reach.
You don't think most women think men cheat are cheaters?
I think that in the back of their head, they think like something like that, but I also think that when they pick, I think a woman thinks most men are cheaters, right? I think when they get with that one person, that they're thinking, okay, this man, I like him, I like everything about him, I don't think he's gonna cheat.
Are you saying boyfriend or marriage? Because it's too, like,
it's a boyfriend.
Saying,
I think that they're going. No. I mean, bro, listen, you got your ability to think.
I personally don't think most women go into relationships thinking, oh, this man isn't gonna cheat on me. I don't think most women think that.
I do.
I could be wrong, but I think that if we would have to ask a woman.
We would need a woman on this podcast.
I think most women are like, usually, like,
let me make a phone call.
I think women are usually expecting it and waiting on it and you know, hoping it doesn't happen.
Okay.
I think they're usually expecting this shit.
So I disagree with you. Like, I don't think he could keep it himself. I feel like to piggyback on what they're saying, the expectation is a man's faithful now, according to women. I don't think that it is. So you say that's the bare minimum, is it? And the climate in the relationship now? Woman,
that's what they think. They think that's the bare minimum.
I think they think it should be. There's a difference between thinking, man, I wish we had racial equality. But I don't expect it to be. That's not what the reality is.
Yeah.
The reality is.
Hold on. Can I take this real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. All right, you live on the podcast. Quick question.
Yeah, introduce
it. They call that lifeline.
Nah, I just had to ask a woman. The question is, when you get into a relationship, in the back of your mind, do you expect that the man is going to cheat or not going to cheat? Did I ask the question right? Huh?
You going to cheat?
You expect that he is going to cheat?
Yep.
You expect he's going to cheat and hope that he don't?
Correct.
Do you think a lot of girls feel the same way about you? That have the same mindset as you?
Yes.
Okay. We're just having a debate. Okay. All right, I'll call you.
I'll be safe. Mm-hmm.
All right, you too.
Hold on, let me make the call.
I'll go until they pick up. So that's on. I feel like, nah, that's not reality. So you're talking that's the bare minimum. It's not.
What's that?
Yo, we on the podcast.
Yeah, you on this motherfucker.
I got a question.
Matter of fact,
huh?
I gotta put the baby in the car.
Give us 2 seconds.
Okay, call me back.
All that fake ass mom shit.
Go ahead.
Finish. This is crazy. I was debating the person we talked to. That's why she gonna come with the counters. But I feel like that's not the standard of what's going on in reality. So you can have that high expectation and be like, that's not, but you're going to probably fall victim of that if the man feel like he's doing, man, I'm above average. The average nigga cheating out here. I'm above that. You can.
I just don't think that you should.
Especially it's cool if y'all just in a relationship.
It's cool to get credit. I don't think you should expect credit. That's what I think.
If he's saying that to say that, like, it would help you stay.
It would help the rest of you. Said, but I think what you know that's not the norm, right?
What?
Not expecting credit for shit.
I don't think you should expect credit for being faithful in your relationship, especially if your girl's faithful to you.
You know, women.
If y'all are both being faithful, yes, it's cool to get those right affirmations, but the shit that he compared, the affirmations that he compares, like, thank you for washing the car. Oh, thank you for being faithful. That's kind of like a...
But see,
that's different sizes. That's a stretch.
So here's my thing.
I think that reason you should expect that from your homeboy is like, hey, bro, you, like, if a nigga like, yo, you, I ain't been, like how Charlamagne said, I've been faithful since October 2016. I'll be like, yo, that's good, King. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, that's what I was. I'm not going to my woman.
Hey, you never congratulated me for being faithful.
Hey, congratulations for being faithful, bro.
I mean, this nigga don't ever got a girlfriend. At least I don't know. He just pop up online 1 week, he got a girlfriend. The next week, he don't. I don't know. Speaking of that, wait, side note before she call back. You was on Twitter.
Are we getting there already?
You was on Twitter talking about you got some Chick-fil-A, and you went to your ex house.
Nah, he didn't say he went there.
Or you met
him. He hit her up to bother.
Okay, you wanted to bother your ex.
I'd rather not bring up this dark time.
Hey, you said. She said she's expecting. Explain. Just give us the play-by-play. I need to know what's going on. Like,
did you eat the Chick-fil-A or not?
We tried to check on our strong friends. You know what I mean? Let me know what's going on.
It wasn't that funny.
I just need that.
I don't want to talk about it. I feel like y'all need to respect that.
Fuck y'all, respect that. So that clearly means he didn't eat the Chick-fil-A.
I definitely ate the fucking Chick-fil-A, you stupid. The Chick-fil-A cap, okay?
But it was tears, though.
It was a joke. No,
that Chick-fil-A wasn't as good, though.
The Chick-fil-A was as good, it just didn't feel the same. It wasn't the Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, y'all, it wasn't y'all's fault. It was still as good, it just...
It was her fault. She was disrespecting me. Right.
Yeah, she disrespected me.
Like, that's wild. Like,
we only been broke up for... It's been almost 2 years. It ain't been 2 years yet.
Damn, that's fucked up.
You have an unprotected sex with other nigga?
In 2 years? Almost? Nah,
that's kind of wild.
She must be for the streets.
You got no respect for me?
She for the streets.
You ain't even think about me. When you was
it's out not even here. A bare minimum.
When you ain't telling him to put the comments.
You at least gotta wait 3.
You talking about expectations.
Y'all still getting to know each other for 2 years? I mean, like, come on, man.
God,
y'all ain't even known this nigga that way.
I just thought it was better than that.
Yeah, like, damn.
Hey, you know who you are. Back. I hope you listen.
I should have put you somewhere where no one finds you.
Texas.
Hey, but
I know. Because
she got
designs. Check it. Back to the
She got designs.
I thought I did. Hey, chill. Oh, look.
Katy, Texas. Texas.
Okay, next.
No, hold on. So I ain't really speaking on their cheating shit. So look, here's my opinion on that. And I actually was talking to Seth about this the other day. You know, it's not like the norm for people to not want positive affirmation or what you want to call it, positive reinforcement or what the fuck is the other word I'm looking for?
Reassurance.
Like
you said, it's not normal to want it.
No, it's not the norm for people to not want it. So I guess it is the norm. It's the norm for people to want that shit. Yeah. Like the difference is that everybody wants that shit in different ways and for different reasons. Like nobody's the same on what reason they want reassurance. Like nobody's the same. Like women want reassurance for a whole gang of shit that we do not think they need reassurance for. And we get attacked all the time for not giving reassurance on some shit that I feel like
should be bare minimum.
You don't need reassurance for that shit, but I gotta give you reassurance for this shit.
It's not even a question.
So, okay, yeah. Cool. I'm gonna give you reassurance for this shit. But this goes back to men are not allowed to like have preferences and standards and want certain things. These are the real double standards. Like men are not allowed to, here she comes, men are not afforded these shits.
I'm gonna let you finish.
just keep talking. Let her.
I don't want to text her real quick.
Ask the question, Brandon.
For the people who are listening, who are we talking to?
We talking to Says. She's been on the show twice.
OG Says.
We just needed your point of view, your opinion on this. What's the question, Brandon?
When men go into a relationship with a woman, does a woman assume that the man is gonna cheat or not gonna cheat?
If we're being honest, I think it depends on the man.
If you decide to get
I've gone into relationships before figuring like I might be with a cheater, and then I've also gone into situations where I didn't think that I would either get cheated on or that I was dealing with a cheater.
So how many? What's more than the other in your experience?
In my experience?
Or
relationships like that. I think, honestly, in my experience, it's probably about 50-50. But I think probably for majority of women, majority of women don't do a good enough job vetting the person they're with, so they probably assume that he's going to cheat.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to holler at you later.
That's how you know he didn't get the answer he wants.
I didn't want no.
Nah, this is my
thing. Because I like where he was going with it. I'm listening to what he's saying. I'm listening to the explanation.
What I'm saying is like I'm not saying like oh thanks for not cheating, but it's like hey thanks for being a good man and a good boyfriend.
But that's different. For me, I personally don't want or need that reassurance for not cheating. Like I don't care for it.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's some.
It's not wrong.
It's not some outlandish shit for a nigga to want that. Like,
I think that what I'm trying to say is, I don't think that should be your expectation. I just know I'm not saying like I know you. If everything was perfect, that's maybe how you would want it. We live in an imperfect world. I think men have to stretch more to please their women than a woman. Has to stretch more to please a man.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm saying is, when Reason says that, I'm thinking like Reason, you a bold man. Me personally, I get why he says that.
Him and his girl has already had this conversation before.
I would hope if he has a girl, I would hope that conversation.
Yeah, he does.
I hope he didn't see that online or whatever. But I just think that Reason.
I'm dropping shit like that online. I'm more so like, shit.
I wouldn't have said that out loud.
I'm getting phone calls right when the podcast drops.
I wouldn't have said that out loud. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool with y'all niggas encouraging me. Or if I see when y'all niggas is faithful, that encourages me to be more on my shit. Y'all niggas is being good men.
Shit, what you been waiting on, bro?
You know what I'm saying?
Huh? What you been waiting on? Shit.
What you mean?
Nigga, you ain't told me that shit not one.
Tape. I mean.
Oh, okay, so
right.
I think Georgia just went up.
Honestly, I try to say I ain't favorite.
Tell my nigga,
y'all niggas is great men, bro.
I disagree with the homies saying that. I think no,
that shit don't mean shit to me. If it ain't the person I'm being faithful to,
yeah, it's the girl.
Maybe that's just something I don't look for.
I'm not asking for it.
Like I think, like what he said was different though. Like when you said,
but I feel like
when you just said
that in the one,
you know, being a great man.
Hey, what my nigga Drake say?
I appreciate you telling me I'm a great man.
If I got it, tell me I got it.
I feel like if you're telling me I'm a great man, I guess I'm looking at it maybe too.
I think of that as like you telling me
to wake up.
You I'm thinking that reason is saying like every he wants his Monday. Girl to be like, you know, you're a faithful man and I appreciate that.
I don't think it's like that.
I think you could be. I'm not saying reason shouldn't be cool with that. No, I'm just saying I don't think that's something you should be asking for, my brother.
If y'all watching a movie, or I'm not saying he's saying that, but if y'all watching a movie and you see an ancient nigga, she be like, damn. Or you on Twitter, you see a story, ancient nigga, be like, damn. I'm glad I ain't my nigga. I'm glad you. You know.
Yeah, I can feel that.
But that's reinsurance. I appreciate that. That's reinsurance. Even in that example,
I guess maybe I have a problem.
Women get mad at you.
Yeah. So watch a nigga cheating on the movie.
So that's how you would do it.
Yeah, nigga, I fuck you up like.
So maybe I have a problem asking for my reassurance. It could be, or I mean, maybe that's just.
I don't think your pride wouldn't let you ask.
No, I just don't need that reassurance. I don't feel like that's something I need.
It would maybe
he said,
help.
Yeah, he said it would help. He said he should get credit.
So I don't know what that means. You should get credit. So get credit is basically saying I need that. I need that.
Nah.
Well, to sum it up,
I mean, if you're saying that's what we should get credit
for, I feel like
for,
we summed up this part you just because. Reason, you a bold man to say that on
that. That's what I'm saying. Radio. That's my whole overall thing I'm trying to
you
say.
Know.
I don't think that was, yeah. But at the same time, yo, appreciate you for speaking your truth, Reason. So, shout out to y'all. What was that last week? Got Umi in Atlanta and Buckhead.
Umi
where
sushi.
They don't really respect.
The sushi restaurant bar.
The more of the blacker.
What's that in people. Buckhead, Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Atlanta.
Buckhead, Georgia.
In the more upscale area.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's only one hood in Buckhead. And that's Lenox. But so
make no mistake, Lenox is a fucking war zone. Lenox is a war zone. Make no mistake.
Yeah.
It is not sweet at Lenox.
So basically a man was in there.
Nice.
He said that he was a usual customer.
You'll get popped in Lenox.
He was a usual customer, you know, in there to sit down, I guess, and try to get his sushi. They have a strict policy, dress code, about shoes, no sneakers, you know.
Air quote strict.
The shit that niggas wear. And
what did niggas say? I am not allowing someone with Air Force Ones
in my establishment.
Yeah.
And this nigga got on Off-White fives.
Yeah, so basically they was telling him he had to leave because he didn't match the dress code while another woman sitting at the bar had on Adidas. And the dude really the manager, he wasn't making any kind of sense basically as to why.
He didn't treat customer service right.
Yeah, it was just.
Those things gotta make no sense.
Yeah, it was basically.
Tell us to get the fuck out.
Yeah, so that blew up on the internet, and then T.I., you know.
I'm so sick of that nigga.
He jumps in.
Cool, I am.
He figures he's gonna handle this. And allegedly, did he say that he accepted the apology?
He accepted the apology.
He accepted the apology.
Yo, that nigga, man.
And the guy.
I'll tell you one thing.
He accepted the apology. On behalf of the man who basically didn't even talk to T.I., who didn't ask him to do that, and he later came out and said, and they have some kind of relation, it looked like.
Nah, T.I. knew the dude. He's a dude's like, he has some type of agency.
He's some kind of in-law or something. I don't know. Something like that. I don't know. They do some kind of thing together. Yeah.
You know what? Fuck T.I.
Oh, shit.
He looked at his cup before that one.
You feel me? And you know what's crazy? That's my, second, third favorite rapper ever, bro?
Yeah, that's my favorite
nigga,
rapper.
That nigga. Fuck the activist.
That nigga, bro. Like, bro, stop speaking for us, bro. Nigga calling Atlanta with Kanye. Man, shut the fuck up.
I'm not.
Like, stop speaking for us, bro. You don't speak for us. You do not. You do not, bro. I never heard you say some shit online and anybody ever agree with you, bro. Stop talking for us, bro. You do not speak for us, bro. Stop, please.
Gynecologist.
I'm begging this nigga, man. Yeah. I'm begging this nigga, bro. I don't even want to listen to his new music, man. Well, I tell you when you said the album's harder than the other day, I said, I'm straight, bro.
He's taking the onus of trying to step into that leadership role. And it's just like, maybe you
false prophets, man.
Maybe you need some better guidance, some wisdom, some sense.
You should talk to somebody before you make these decisions.
He needs to shut the fuck up.
It's been multiple shit. The Houston situation.
I think you want to be Killer Mike.
And it's just like, yo, like
Mike needs to shut the fuck up too. But
Killer Mike don't jump into shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He speaks where he's invited to. You know what I mean?
T.I. just shut the fuck up.
T.I. is petty with it. Like, he feels like he has to be in the mix of everything. And nobody asked you, bro. Even if you knew him, you should have reached out to him. You'd be like, yo, do you need me? Do you want me to speak on your behalf?
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I think your heart is in the right place.
Common theme.
Yeah. Damn, rubber band.
That might be the name of the episode. Shut the fuck up. I think that T.I. heart in the right place, but it's just like, bro, you gotta understand sometimes when you're not minding your business though. Like, it's one thing, look, a nigga get, like, when, you know, Rayshard Brooks, he got killed, he was up there. We appreciate that. You can go, like, you have the right to go exercise that.
Then nigga yelling, this is Wakanda.
Yeah.
Shut up, nigga.
I'm not even as mad at him with that.
Nigga was telling niggas.
He was invited to come talk. Now,
he woke up out of his sleep to come talk.
I'm more offended at this situation where it's like, nigga, nobody asked you, bro. And it wasn't that big. Like, it's a big deal, but
it's not the first time he's done this.
If you live in Buckhead, you know what Buckhead.
I don't know if y'all remember Houston did that shit. Somebody, yeah, a black lady, or they had.
No, it's definitely not the first time.
He came and they said boycott, right?
Yeah,
Houston, there's some fancy shit. He said, "All right, we're stopping the boycott." I was like, "What?"
Yeah,
what? Like, nigga, T.I., it's not your choice to be
Gucci,
like.
What was the other one?
Young Jeezy, yeah, 15 5. That's what we talking about.
Yeah, man, Young Jeezy favorite right now.
The polls changed. We were talking about that.
The
line is going crazy.
Money line, man.
That shit changes. Jeezy is going up and up.
Fuck that shit.
Hey, when you find somebody want to bet, let me know money line.
Man,
you got blown. T.I., Clifford.
Cut
the hair off your face. Hey. And cut that shit off your head.
Hey, Hove, Cole. Y'all niggas never. Please just shut the fuck up. Because I can't deal with my favorite rappers doing this stupid shit, man.
That's all three of them, man.
That's all three of them. Like, Hove and Cole, I'm glad they shut the fuck up. I'm so glad they do.
No idea, shut him up then.
So, yeah. So it's in other news, it's Halloween. My boy Rod Wave, he hit the, how about I shake the room? My boy shook the room, man. Man,
y'all go on YouTube and search that video.
Now, I almost pulled the trigger on them tickets, but I knew that it was not going to be no kind of, it would be piled up on
people. It was a trick, no truth.
I didn't want COVID. Rod Wave, one of my favorite new artists, but no, I couldn't do it. And I'm glad I did it because Rod Wave, he went on stage with about 100 people. And this was at Morris Brown. So it's a college stage. I'm sure it's not used to having 100 people on the stage. For whatever reason, Alexis Scott was there. I think she was the host. But she's, did y'all peep Alexis Scott in the background? Like, what was she doing?
Some nigga
getting pulled down.
She was like, and a nigga basically was pushing her out of the way, like, yo, bitch, get out the way. And basically the stage collapsed. And, you know, Rod Wave hit that old school Scarlet, took a tumble. Remember that? He took a tumble. That boy fell and all the jokes came. You know, the floor had been broke so many times. So, I can't believe all those.
My question is, why every time a rapper take a L, they like put like money up? And you're supposed to be like,
yeah,
I mean, take your L, man.
This point is standard.
Put it like a stack of money.
I'm
doing good.
I've been laughing at y'all fuck niggas all year. I ain't mad at you laughing at me.
That's what's gonna get you through the laughs.
Hey, Rod Wave, run it up.
Yeah, y'all ain't here. He's definitely running it up.
Run it up. Oh, yeah. Run it up.
No, he ran
it up. Ran it
up. He fell through.
So let me ask you this. Who's responsible for that? Who's responsible? Who do y'all hold responsible for that situation?
Morris Brown.
And I say Morris Brown because if they didn't come up to him and say, look,
you're not allowed to
this stage holds this many people, it didn't shut that down at the jump.
That's why you have fire marshals like
it. That's why Morris Brown or the promoters. Because if Morris Brown told the promoters,
that's all in the same.
Then it's one of them. Yeah, it's one of them.
Because if you ain't got security right there by the stage, man, you know, hey, bro.
Rod Wave,
he didn't need that.
Be clear. That man's weight had nothing to do with this.
No, it's not.
It was too many people.
It was everybody else that was behind him.
Man, wait.
It was or the stage might not have even been put together.
We're going to get these jokes off.
Them jokes don't get off, bro.
Yeah. He... He definitely, maybe next time he'll consider having that many people on stage with him, but
I think about
he's
it.
He's a
now on, he's going out by himself.
He's not
going
to have a high energy performance, so I guess it kind of is better for him to, you know, have a distraction for the fans.
I mean, he the hip-hop Ruben Studdard, man. All you need is you. You and a mic, bro. That's it. No hype, man.
Just dim, put a spotlight
and a DJ.
On. Put a spotlight that's on it. The boy. You know what I mean? Put a spotlight on him. Be all
right. I think I'm on some... He sing a soulful shit anyway. Yeah, you're right. I'll be at the Bill stage with a spotlight.
With a spotlight, bro.
I've been broke for me sometimes.
Put a goddamn guitar in the background. Just hit the guitar, you know.
Give me a stool.
I'm saying it's my fault. It's my fault.
He can take his diabetes shot right there. You know what I'm saying? Give him a little water. Be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
I think that's a promotion. Either promotion or a Morris Brown issue. So I don't know. I want to talk sports real quick before we get into what's the scenario.
Man, what's going on in
the NBA, man? They talking about within the next couple weeks, the season gonna start. Next few weeks, December 22nd, they talking about free agency gonna start then probably 48 to 72 hours.
How long they got? I know the podcast in a minute. Hey guys, I got my Lakers championship ring fitted for my middle finger. Fuck y'all.
That's it. Come with the asterisk on it.
Yeah, it don't matter. We can put an asterisk on it.
Ring is a ring.
That asterisk gonna be Bougettes. It's gonna be Bougettes asterisk.
VVS.
What are you talking about? Bougettes.
So, what y'all think? Do y'all think that they should start as soon or no?
Mm-hmm. Hey, whatever, save the money.
That ain't even soon. Yeah, shit, that's really 3 months.
I mean, next month. A month and some change.
You know what I'm saying? That's technically 3 months after the
Yeah.
It always is.
When it usually ends in June, they come back around October. So it's a little bit. What's that? July.
That's why they ask us for January.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as NBA.
But you gotta think they usually right after that shit they do the Olympics. They do the Olympics. So the Olympics doesn't usually end to the end of what, August or some shit.
Yeah.
So you got September and October.
And it's
so
teams that ain't played in 9 months.
Right.
Yeah. NBA usually seem like they have their all their heads on their shoulders. So
no, they don't play.
They saying like we're gonna lose 500 to a billion.
I trust they plan to for them to
They need to do it. They need to come on
up. Go ahead, do it, man. I like having an NFL and NBA at the same time anyway.
They're not gonna play 82 games.
They said it's like about 72 and then fulfill their TV contracts. So it's like, man, you gotta just look at a good look. LeBron, if you need more time, whoever needs more time.
Rest.
So you do your
Kawhi. Bro, what was that, a month ago?
Yeah.
He's okay right now at year 18, did everybody else be shut up?
So what
shut you, the fuck up.
So your package didn't make a trade at the deadline, bro. You upset about that? You think y'all should have went and got there talking about Will Fuller?
We done with Brandon Cook.
They probably would have traded for another quarterback.
You said basketball?
No.
She had something else she had to put on the team.
The Packers
deal. I don't know why we went to the Packers. I don't want to fucking talk about
this. I think they
for a linebacker.
I think they need a defense. I don't think the
offense ain't
the issue. Hold on. Dalvin Cook just scored another touchdown.
We need a new one.
I think it's scoring
for a touchdown.
Nah, bro. I'm just saying, y'all.
What's your team's record, bro?
Hey, Trevor Lawrence. That's my record.
I feel like we've won more games this year than y'all've won the last 3 years.
Trevor Lawrence.
Damn.
Well, you know how many Super Bowls we won together?
I know.
Oh, okay. Exactly. The same, nigga.
What's the Green Bay Packers got? Two?
Huh?
How many? They got more.
I'm talking about the last 3 years. That's what you said.
Yeah. Well, that was awkward. Let's get to what's the scenario, fellas.
My team sucks.
We all chasing for Trevor.
Right? I just need Aaron Rodgers tomorrow to put up some points since Aaron Jones ain't playing shit.
Oh, the Green Bay Packers play more with
San Fran. San Francisco just got their facility locked out, so I got to keep an eye on that.
Keep your shit, yeah. Them niggas might catch it. All right, here we go, yo.
Say what?
With the scenario.
Let's get it.
Sharif.
I do.
Sharif, I'm putting on it. Sharif has been having a sexual relationship with Deja for a couple months. He told her from the jump that he's not looking for a relationship.
Oh, he's expecting to talk about that.
Then she starts thinking that they are something more after a couple more weeks go by. And, you know, Reef, the way he has sex with her changes. He takes her out on dates. You know, he even cried on her shoulder about personal matters before. Eventually, Deja asks him, "What are we?" Because I'm feeling misled. Reef says that he kept it real from the jump, and she put that on herself. Who's tripping more, Reef or Deja?
Deja's a sick individual. Deja's a sick individual. Nigga told you straight up, "I don't want that." What the fuck hell? What you mean?
Yeah, I think that.
What are we talking about? I told y'all that.
I think I'm gonna just give advice to women.
A nigga
man says something like that.
He mean it.
I know that he is misleading, and that's where it's your decision. But you did the right thing. You questioned him, so I'm not saying she did nothing wrong.
Why because is that misleading?
She said she's asking. She said she's expressing how she feels. Right? She said I'm feeling misled. Now he says he gives her the run back. And then that's when you make your decision, Deja. Well, am I going to stay? Okay, now that we have this clarification, am I going to stay doing this? Clarification? Or am I out?
Well, it wasn't clear what I said, yo.
Listen, I'm on your side, bro. I'm on your side. What I'm saying is.
It wasn't clear the first time I told
you. What I'm saying, he said it. She said, hey, things are different. So it's either up to them to look, all right, that's where we communicate. Do I need to stop doing this? Or do we need to stop fucking? Or are there boundaries? Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? That's where. And if you don't want to have that conversation, which you don't have to, then you end it, or you take the shit and you live with it. That's just how I feel about it. So like,
I'm gonna take the side of you talking about expectations and reality. As a nigga, you can't be doing all that and not expect a girl to catch feelings.
Facts.
That's regardless of how clear you make it, you can't be putting it down, crying on shoulders, taking it on dates, and doing all this shit that you would do normally with a girl, and don't expect.
That's my friend.
Don't expect.
That's my friend.
Heard of catch feelings. That's what I'm trying to say.
Let me ask you.
You being naive.
It could be my friend. That's my cut buddy.
Women literally have food niggas that they only go out with on food dates. What the fuck you mean? What are you talking about? Yes, I can do this.
The question I would ask to that, is she doing those things with the food, buddy? Or is she just getting food?
Regardless of what you're doing with people, everybody dates. People date for different reasons.
They're not.
People date for different reasons. They date different people for different reasons. They treat different people in different ways.
And so is it wrong to want? I think the question I'm asking is: would it be wrong for her to want clarification?
He already told her what it was.
She's saying like, look, I only want a cut buddy relationship, right? But then he's doing things that maybe. To her, what she doesn't is not sure of. So she asked him, "Hey, what are we? Because I know you said this, but you're doing this. So that's leading me to believe that there's something more." So she's asking for clarification.
Right? I'm hungry.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with
that. I'm hungry. I'm calling you. Hey, you want to go get something to eat? That's not a date. I just want to go out to eat with somebody. I don't want to eat by myself today.
I'm trying to get drunk and fuck.
That too. I wasn't even gonna go there yet. But shit.
That's not all my homies.
Him
doing.
Crying on the shoulder.
He was crying on the shoulder.
He might have already been.
I was drunk. I had a lot of shit going on. I was drunk.
My ex fucked around the guy.
My ex got pregnant.
They run across your shoulder.
What's wrong with that?
My point is, it's not realistic to expect a girl to be like, okay, I'm gonna go along with this for a long time. Eventually,
I have absolutely dealt with women that have you ever realistic had to expect, and they just went.
But you're a different breed.
I've had that.
And then we both
a different breed. I see you pull off some things I ain't never knew.
And also,
you did a 3-point lead to 72 Warriors. You feel me?
But I don't see girls You okay? I'm asking you. You never that never backfired on you.
So don't say it's not real.
Never.
It has no. It has never. Backfired on me. Okay. But we can't say it's not realistic because I've had those relationships with women where it was like, hey, we ain't. It can't. You know, this ain't. It'll be like, yo, you know, this ain't nothing. We ain't doing nothing special. And was, then we just not fucking. I'm cutting you off. But only thing I was saying, she got a girl. I got a nigga.
No.
She got a nigga. I got a girl.
The difference was she felt like she was let on. I'm telling you this the same. Did you? You said you were drunk, cut. Y'all just cut buddies. Was you crying on her shoulder? Was you taking her on dates? Were you treating her like
yes,
your girl without the title?
Okay, my question was: would you felt like she was wrong for asking you? Like, what are we?
No, I did not. I would never feel like it was wrong for asking. But
you can't get mad at my answer.
I didn't say she got mad. I didn't say she got mad. I never said she got mad. At the same time, we definitely had this conversation before. So yeah. I'll tell you the same thing I already told you.
Yeah.
Like, do what you want with that information, but we've had this conversation. This isn't some new shit.
Okay.
So don't go telling people, he led me on. That's not leading you on. Listen, that's not the same thing.
That's true.
That's not leading you on.
I'm gonna tell you what I say. And like I said, I think that when he's like, she definitely, there is some blame on her. A lot of blame on her when he already told you from the jump. Like I said at the beginning, when you're women, when a man tell you something, expect that. That's what you should expect. So if you let a man take you to that type of, like he's doing all that, then maybe you should be the one to set the boundary. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it should have been. Now, me personally, back in my day, when I was having cut buddy relationships, you know what I'm saying? My rule was always like, you get in and get out after 3 months. Because after that, it's going to turn into something. So I made sure I told a girl the same thing that he did. You know what I'm saying? Just in case, if she caught them feelings, refer back to page one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the bad guy. Refer back to page
one. Here's why I don't like this. I don't like that you let me on shit. Because in my younger days, you know, 26, 27, 28. Them days.
3 days ago. That's my man.
Bro, can I fucking talk, bro?
He not grow?
Can I fucking talk, bro?
No, you ain't absolutely.
In my younger days, 26, 27, 28-ish. I let women on before. And made, you know, not. And there's been times where I didn't tell them, yo, I don't relationship where I've, you know, actually acted like I did want a relationship and didn't want one.
Yeah.
So if I tell you that shit up front, you definitely not about to come back months later and be like, oh, you let me on.
No, technically,
I led your homegirl on. I did not lead you on.
Look,
I told you what it was.
That's why technically.
I led your best friend.
That's why technically.
I love her.
Yeah, I was straight up with you.
Yeah. It's an argument of what I said versus kind of we got to know how women react to things.
No, they need to listen to what we say and believe it. If I say I just want to fuck you, I just want to fuck you. That's it.
Listen, I get what you're saying. I'm more towards the man, but I'm 50, I'm like,
tired of these double standards. 60, whenever I say something that a man should have, nah, but you gotta understand, as a woman, it's always an excuse.
I'm gonna tell you the difference between me and Brandon. I'm gonna tell you the difference between what I learned between me and Brandon. Brandon, you're more of a technical guy. Like, this is what it should be. Why can't we do it? Like how we talk about John Wall. You think like that. Me, I kind of look at it more like, this is just the reality. You can't I deal with what we know.
But when I
say, what we know is people. You get what I'm saying? I get what you're saying.
But when I say it's a double standard for a man, it changes. But when I say it's a double standard for a woman, y'all agree. For a
woman, what? Like, explain the situation. What you're trying to talk about? How is it a double standard? I'm trying to catch you.
A double standard as far as a woman. Fuck, we just had this conversation not too long ago. Even like the affirmation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being a great woman. Mm-hmm. You know, you faithful. I love you. Da da da.
Mm-hmm.
Us as men, we're supposed to give those words of affirmation. That's just what we're supposed to do.
Kind
of
like how I said.
But if a man wants it, it's like, oh, nigga, you want an award just for doing the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. It's just like, yo, it's just like.
No, I agree. That is a double standard.
But like I said, let me get in between y'all. Just be neutral. There's double standards on both sides.
Though. That's what I'm always saying. But the double standards are always more acceptable for the women than it is for a man.
In terms of what?
Certain areas.
You saying a majority?
A majority.
Say it again, what you said?
It's a majority. When it comes down to double standards, which I think there are double standards in a lot of different situations.
And there should be.
But when it comes down to double standards, the women get the majority. They have majority of the doubt. Than the men.
Agreed. And then, fuck, I hate agreeing with this nigga. Agreed.
And that's what I said. And that's why a lot of my shit, a lot of my shit sound like I'm talking crazy on here, but it's just like.
No, you be talking crazy. Wild. Don't do that. We ain't going to go that far. You be talking crazy.
I know. I said I be talking crazy on here. But what I'm saying, like, when it comes to shit like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's more so what I'm doing is that I'm just seeing the flaws that what both of them did in there. I think that she's more at flaw.
Double standards are reality, though. It was. Yeah. Double standards aren't changing.
I get that there's double standards.
I'm not arguing double standards.
I'm not even,
listen,
it's reality. I'm not even against y'all. I think if I was talking to a young nigga, right, and he came to me and he told me his situation, I'd be like, young nigga, when you get in another cup buddy relationship, don't do all that shit with her. Keep it in and keep it strictly business.
That's fact, though. That's
what
whack.
I was trying to say.
That's whack.
But he's saying, nah, as long as I keep it a buck with you from drugs.
Yeah, I mean,
you should be able to do
it. If that's what, but if you're willing to deal with what's going to come with that, then fine.
And that's what I was trying to say.
Then that's
but
fine.
But he's saying, it's,
that's
it,
whack.
He's saying, yo, he's going
to be, I'm saying, absolutely. That's, let me tell you, I should absolutely be able to tell you straight up when I get your number. Yo, I'm not looking for nothing right now. I'm not interested in a relationship, whatever. I'm just trying to find somebody to kick it with, you know, chill with, hang out with, fuck, and this and that, you know. I'm not, but I do
that's
not.
That's a great. That's a great explanation.
I do not want to. I do not want to be your boyfriend. I don't want you to be my girlfriend.
You know what the double standard is? Girls will swear niggas don't be upfront with them.
Yeah.
Even though you said that at the beginning.
Well,
and you might have said that. And you might have said that in the middle, too.
Do most men.
You in a lose-lose situation.
Let me ask y'all a question. I don't know. Because me, I've always been the type of person. I ain't never really went into debt like that, but I will keep it in front. I'll keep it up front with you. Like, look, this is what I'm looking for. This is all I'm trying to do right now. I'm not interested in a relationship. Do a lot of niggas do that? Do a lot of niggas say what they want?
With the seven women that I've dealt with in my life, yes, I've absolutely done that with four of them.
And you meant it.
The majority, yes.
Seven and four.
Sound like
that nigga sound like majority to me.
You divided?
Cameraman.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the next one, man?
All right. You and your cousin are roommates.
Oh, double standard.
You and your cousin are roommates. He's letting you pay less in rent so you can get your finances straight. And you're grateful for that. But your cousin has a son that you watch. As of the last 2 weeks, you have been watching him any time that you're off of work. Basically, you have no extra time. Even when your cousin is going out to hang, he puts his son on you. You need a place to stay, but you're feeling overwhelmed. How do you handle this?
How old is this son?
Let's say he's three.
Oh, nah, nigga, I'm paying extra. We paying the same in rent.
3 and 13. Give it to me.
You said two different ones?
Give me 3, give me 13. Give me your opinions on
3.
Give me your opinions on 3.
3, nigga, come get your son. 13, who gives a fuck, man? This nigga growing as hell.
Hey, bro.
Why are we watching this grown ass nigga?
Either way, you in the streets.
Either way, yo, nigga.
13, hey, bro. What? I picked up some Hot Pockets.
Okay.
They in the
okay,
freezer.
So 13 is a little bit more evidence.
Yo, it's mass cereal in there.
Give me 3.
3? Bro, hey, bro, we paying the same in rent.
No, I just said.
No, we are because I'm watching your kid. That's
me. We're actually not. Daycare costs a lot more than rent.
He just said.
No, I get what you're saying about the money, but I'm talking about me watching your kid. That's money.
Daycare is more than rent. We ain't paying the same. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
I
ain't paying shit.
Especially
hey,
after hours.
Hey, you ain't getting no rent money, homeboy, if I'm for watch your son.
How often are you watching the kid?
I said, whenever you're off of work, you either go to work or you watching the son.
Oh,
hell.
I'm working 24 hours a day.
Nah,
and I'm gonna find that. That's not fair. And I'm finding that cut buddy to stay at her house.
That's worth more than half rent.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, hey,
that's worth more than half the rent.
I understand. I appreciate what you're doing for me. But at the same time, my brother, I got a life. I understand that you got a life. We gotta work something out. I'm always willing to watch my cousin. You feel me?
Fuck that. I'm always willing to pay the other half of the rent.
But. You know what I'm saying? If you don't agree with that, yeah, I'll pay. Even do you need more rent? I'll do that, and I'll figure something out. Maybe I need to pick up an extra job. Yeah. Or let's figure this out though, because I need relaxation time, bro. Watching
it's not an even trade.
And I don't like the way that you taking advantage of me because I feel like you taking advantage of me. Blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, that conversation, I think we all in agreement that conversation needs to be had, correct?
Yeah.
This one's going to be interesting. All right. Frank.
What up, Frank? Uncle Frank.
He meets Tierra at a local QT.
Tierra sound like a band.
Pleasant Hill. Pleasant Hill. QT.
Small is it Pleasant Hill QT now?
They've been talking for a couple months. You know what I'm saying?
I'll post up there sometime. Go fishing. I mean, go fish.
Not no more.
Okay.
One day, Tierra runs into Frank at the grocery store. Now, they've been talking. They just happen to run into each other, right?
It's like, wow.
Frank, he got two kids with him. She asked him, who are they? You know what I'm saying? Who are your kids? They so cute. Who is these kids?
I think you think about Moesha.
My bad. Just go ahead.
One day, Tierra runs into Frank at the grocery store.
Uncle Frank.
And he finds two kids. You know, so she sees two kids with him. She asks who they are. He says, they're his kids. Tierra's taking it back. She's like, you never told me about any kids.
You never asked.
She asked him why you never told me.
You
he
are
said,
hiding a child.
You never asked.
You hide the world from a child, a child from the world.
She got Instagram.
Who's in the wrong?
Well, did she got Instagram?
Let's say he don't got the kids on the ground. He didn't post.
Has she ever asked if I had kids?
I just said he said never. Y'all stop talking while I'm trying to goddamn say the question. You
wait. How long you said they were talking?
For a couple months. Okay, let me reset the question. Frank meets Tierra at a local QT. They have been talking for a couple months. One day, Tierra runs into Frank at the grocery store, and he has two kids with him. She asks him who they are. He says, it's his kids. Tierra's taken aback because she's never heard of any kids. She asks him, why you never told me that you had any kids? He says, you never asked. Who's in the wrong?
She is.
She is.
As soon as she said, how come you ain't tell me you have, how come you ain't tell me you have kids? He said, bitch, I met you at a QT. That's what I would have said. Simple as that.
Oh, shit.
Hey, bro, I wasn't expecting that from you.
Listen. Here's my serious answer. I don't think either of them is wrong. It clearly just never came up.
I think they both in the wrong.
I feel like it was a miscommunication.
I feel like you should.
I don't know how much they talk. So, if I'd have never came up,
they both
have they been fucking?
Sure. The question doesn't say that.
Sure.
I don't know.
When were they fucking? After the club? Middle of the day? Brunch?
Every other weekend?
In the pit.
It wasn't his weekend.
I shared different information with different bitches.
She might not got the cut buddy title yet.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask y'all something. Okay, we got my serious answer first would be, because I've been in this situation. This is where this
you have
the inspiration. Not just
personal.
Not exactly, but I've been through.
Drake.
Do I need to edit
story
this
time.
Out?
Drake. No, story time.
You are
time.
Hold on.
I've never heard this one.
I've told it before.
Okay.
No edits.
Okay.
Story time. So I met a girl.
Pause.
At the QT, and I was like, damn, I don't know you from Facebook. Right. I've seen you on Facebook.
Facebook?
This is years ago,
that's
right?
That's the lingo?
It's like a good 10 years ago, right?
So I've never bagged
Shawty go, this is,
I know you're funny. I've never got no pussy like that.
I've seen her
level
at
QT
on Pleasant Hill when it first opened. I'm like, hey, is your name someone's on Facebook? She like, yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, we follow each other, blah, blah, blah. Right?
Her name was Janet 2 Ratchet.
Nah,
Claxton.
I'm gonna tell off air what her name was.
So look.
So Shawty was like, Claxton. It's not exactly the same story, but basically Shawty was like, you know, we ended up, we was texting and shit. She was like, yeah, I got a kid. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I could do one, you know, a little rascal. You know what I'm saying? You know, I could do one. So, you know what I'm saying? Actually, like, I'm feeling her. He knows who I'm talking about. He'll remember when I tell him. I'm feeling Shawty, right?
Shawty
then when I get over, so we link up, and she like, yeah, my three kids. I'm like,
oh, So that's different.
Yeah, it is different. But that's what I'm saying. That's where
she
like, inspired
she
from.
Said she got a kid. No, she bitch, she got three.
Yes. So in this situation,
that nigga just didn't.
My serious answer would be like, both of y'all are fault. Like, you, because you should have probably vetted the nigga. I ain't saying you got to run down and, you know what I'm saying, get a nigga like a goddamn interrogation, but a conversation should have came up. And for men, I mean, me, a nigga that got kids, I love my kids and I talk about my kids too much. If I'm in a relationship, I'm going.
Still got kids?
My kid. I'm going to speak on my kid. I'm going to speak on my kid. I'm going to let you know I got a kid.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been in this situation before, and this chick I was fucking with, she literally only posted. She posted her son all the time. The oldest kid. She posted her son. That nigga's like, he was like 9, 10 at the time. It was a couple months ago.
He's probably 9 or 10 still. Listen, what's important?
You did some growth. You grow up.
What's important?
All right. Yeah, I'm not saying that was earlier today.
Yeah, 3 hours ago.
Check it. What's important is that I pull up to her crib and it's two little girls running around. I pull up at like 10. Mind you, I kind of feel like, you know, it's a school night. Why the fuck are they up? Because my son went to sleep and I came over here. You know, so I'm kind of feeling like, what's going on? Right? Why your kids ain't sleep?
Why your nieces ain't sleep?
Yeah, what the fuck?
You got little cousins.
First of all, your son ain't even up. That nigga.
This nigga knocked out.
His door closed. He probably in the room playing Fortnite.
He's not.
The two little girls running around.
They was younger than the.
Yeah, they was like 5 and 6 or 7. Okay. You know, shit like that. They run around. I'm like, man, what the fuck is going on? It's 10 o'clock. I came for the Henny and pussy. Okay, so I came for that. I'm on that.
My buddy relationship, you told her from the jump. Like,
I'm on that vibe.
Put your kid to sleep. I'm here after one.
You know, you texting me crazy shit. Like, that's why I pulled up. So I'm like, yo, what's going on? And I'm like, yo, I swear to God, and I was already drunk, so I asked. I said, hey, who kids is them? And she was like, oh, they're my daughters. And I was like, hey, you only post your son on Instagram, you know that?
what
I swear to God, bro.
What y'all said?
She said, I don't like people all about business.
That's exactly what they say. Hey, that's what Shawty told me. No cap. No kissing. That's exactly what Shawty told me. She said, no, you know what Shawty told me? Shawty told me, she said, she was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? The other two by two different men, and I don't need social media judging me. So I'm like, say you got three baby dads by three different men. So like the one by your first child, like what's the hole? You know what I mean? She kind of basically without telling.
Hey, going for three like that, do that make you a hoe?
No.
It doesn't mean that you didn't have protected sex three times.
I mean, hell, you could have had sex three times and had three different baby dads, three different people.
I know,
but
never mind. I ain't gonna.
You
I
said it. I was
just curious.
Don't think it make it a hoe.
I don't think that make you a hoe. What makes you old, bro?
I don't even know. It's fucked up. I never even asked her. I think
if it was
all the same baby daddy, I never even asked her.
Shit, you did out? Or you hit and then you did?
Hell no! I kicked it with the kids. We watched fucking what's that shit called? With the girl with the snow and ice and shit.
Frozen.
We watched Frozen.
One and two or just two?
Just one. Okay. I'm falling asleep.
And then you got the mom.
I'm falling asleep.
What's a hoe?
I feel like we covered it before.
We covered it again.
I mean, see, if we comparing a hoe to the amount of kids you have, I feel like it's the amount.
Can you do that?
I don't think there's no such thing as a hoe.
No.
No such thing?
No such thing as a hoe.
Shit.
Okay, so it's a double.
I've never heard him speak before.
Y'all said it's a double standard world, right?
I don't think no such thing as a hoe.
Is it a double standard?
Like, what's your definition of a hoe?
I was trying to come up with one.
A hoe to me would be like somebody who's like fucking for like clout, fucking like for Let me think.
If fucking for money, you're a prostitute.
Yeah, I don't feel like you can call a prostitute a hoe.
It's a job.
I don't think prostitutes and hoes are the same.
I ain't mad at it, but I just think you can. I think you can. I think that, like, you can call a prostitute a hoe. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. Because you're doing this shit for a benefit. You're getting paid.
But I think you did wrong.
Have y'all seen School Days?
Yeah.
So,
I think you did wrong.
What Tisha Campbell did was Spike Lee in there. It was that some whole shit because she was faking that she fucked him just for, like, the clout, basically. Like, she act like she fucked him just to try to be with the nigga?
No, she was just goddamn. She was desperate.
But what are you desperate for?
She reaching. Like, she just.
I felt like that. Like, you like.
I don't know. A hoe?
So, fucking for clout makes you a hoe?
No.
If it's one person. I feel like.
Yeah, but
it's listen. Here's the thing with the whole word.
A hoe is proportional to the amount of niggas you fucking.
True.
I think a hoe is proportional.
I think if you're fucking a nigga, if you're fucking niggas because I just like fucking.
You can't be a hoe. You only fucking one nigga. How's that? That don't make sense.
But so how is proportionate to the friends you fucking?
To the amount. I don't know the amount. There's a formula there.
So what's the amount? This is your formula. What's the amount of
working on it.
What's the amount of friends that you fuck that makes you
can't say that because you...
I think men are different.
Can I ask a question?
I think men are...
For women, what's the amount of friends that you fuck that makes you a hoe?
Oh, is it friends? No, it ain't friends. It's people.
Friends. How many friends you fuck that make you a hoe?
Like within the same group?
Same group.
Shit, I would know what
niggas you know that's friends.
I think it's all situational.
How many make you a hoe?
I think it's situational.
If a girl fuck with a nigga
in high school and then 10 years later she fucking with me, I'm not
caught. Again, so here
goes. But if it's like
I'm glad you just that. Running through the squad,
I'm gonna be like, you a hoe.
I'm glad you said that.
But that's at what point though?
Never mind.
You gotta be specific. At what point were you?
It's too many. There's too many variables to hoe. There is no definition of a hoe that gets you funny.
About to tell you the third.
There's no definition of hoe.
You a hoe.
What's the definition of hoe? There's no definition.
So can I ask y'all a question? When we done with this, just don't.
Can I ask it right now, nigga? Fuck you talking about?
Nah.
That poor shot. Get some of this tequila in you, pussy ass nigga. Think scared to ask a question?
Cameraman told me shut up. So I'm
gonna be quiet. It's time for facts and cap.
So we done with the whole conversation?
Okay, question.
I feel like
this right here.
That's gonna be a reoccurring thing.
This ain't the same question, but
I wouldn't hear about last.
We had numerous situations where we just see females fuck multiple niggas in the same night. Are they considered hoes because they were fucking for free?
Facts. You fuck up. That's part of the formula. If you fuck multiple niggas the same night, you are a hoe.
Listen.
At the same level.
You had a whole moment.
Listen. Now, there's another variable.
You had a whole moment.
A whole moment. Does a whole moment make you a hoe? No, it doesn't.
You might be considered a hoe for a year.
I'm not working on this.
Does a whole moment make you a hoe?
So that don't
mean you're a hoe.
So you I'm gonna work on this whole formula.
Okay, but if this is what
they're
is
it?
What is, okay, let me ask you this.
Nigga,
what if
it's consistent? I've been working on the whole formula.
So what if it's consistent? What if this is what you do? What if this is what you do?
What?
And you came back a couple weeks later.
Like, let's say it's a couple weeks later, then boom, you went the next
crew. Oh, yeah, okay. The girl that got that let 7 niggas run a train on her. Your homegirl, she a hoe?
If you let 7 niggas run a train on you, that makes you a hoe?
I'm asking.
No, I don't think that makes you a hoe. That won't even run a train.
I don't think
she sucked they dick. She sucked all 7 niggas dick.
I don't even think that makes you a hoe.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Bro, y'all some wild niggas. Y'all fuck with hoes or something? Dick somewhere?
No, that was the
so we just trying to fuck
one.
He said there's no. He feel like there's no such thing as a hoe.
It's too many variables. You can't quantify what a hoe is.
That's
okay.
We gonna work on it.
Yeah, we'll work on it. We'll have a.
Fuck y'all niggas.
For New Year's episode, we'll have a bulletin board of what a hoe is.
Shit, a quadratic formula. Shit, it's gonna be in there, man.
We gonna figure it out.
There's no such thing, bro. Niggas been doing. You think you're the first nigga to try to figure out the whole formula?
We gonna figure that shit out.
Ayo, so
we gonna figure this out. Hey, y'all dedicated.
Y'all niggas ain't smart enough to figure out the whole formula.
We true to this.
So this first facts and cap.
Are you going straight there?
Yeah. Can I get a break real quick before we do that?
No.
All right. So in the next episode or two, we're going to do a live episode on IG. It's still going to come out on YouTube. It's still going to come out on Apple. It's still going to come out on Spotify. But it's going to be a live episode. Folks will be able to have the opportunity to come in. And jump in on these questions.
I think we missed
it's in the next today. In the next 2 to 3 episodes. So I just want y'all to stay tuned because it's coming.
Getting to your facts and cap.
This is y'all was talking about girls. You cut buddies with expectations. So is it, I guess, realistic or
facts and cap?
Facts and cap. Can you be friends with your cut buddy?
Facts. Hell yeah, facts.
I call one right now.
Can you be friends with him?
Can you be friends with your cut buddy?
Back then we was. We both married
now. I'm going to say facts. I also think that it's for your own benefit, you should do it for a certain amount of time. Nope. I don't think that you could be cut buddies for years at a time and there's no feelings involved. Now, maybe they might hide their feelings, but somebody's catching feelings. That's just how I feel.
Just because you catch feelings don't make you no different cut buddies.
I think
you still cut buddies.
We had an agreement. I think it can affect your relationship.
It never has.
Not once.
No. You might get upset. You might get upset. You might get upset.
I'm talking about asking him off the air.
You may get upset for a moment, but it's not gonna mess up the.
No, I'm talking about y'all are never going out.
Never.
Y'all friends.
I don't agree.
Like I said,
that's not having sex.
So look, in the seven women that I've dealt with in my life, like I said, four of them
were cut buddies.
No, three of them were cut buddies. Get you together.
Seven months.
The three that were cut buddies, only one of them we ever had a misunderstanding. But the other two we still.
So generally,
I think you can still be cool after.
You have a conversation with them, but that's not.
I think we both just got
done.
Like, no, we just, both just got significant others and just was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's done.
Yeah, but we still talk.
Damn,
yo, what you want today?
So y'all was like,
well, I got lunch. Yeah, we got lunch sometimes.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Not lunch.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, we talk about our significant others. We have lunch. We have a couple drinks. We go fuck, and then
what I said was, I think that it's in your best interest to.
I think y'all. Wilding one, but I think the idea
you've just never had a faithful cut buddy.
Friends is loosely. That's all my thing is.
Nah.
The idea of friends, somebody I consider a friend or somebody I'm cool with. That's all. But I think of a friend, that's my homies. Especially even as a girl, somebody I can hang out with, talk, bring around, all that shit. It's not like we just friends when we hooking up. You know what I'm saying? It's like people see us around, like, oh, they won't have this idea that we fucking. Type shit, but
so let me ask y'all this. This probably should be off air, but
this is probably gonna come directly to me. This
has I'm gonna ask y'all this. Have I not had cut buddies around and it was just like regular shit?
That was the homies.
I mean, that's what the homies. I say it facts.
The regular shit.
I say it facts. I wouldn't recommend you.
It happens.
It takes a very strong woman to be that type of cut buddy.
It happens.
It takes a strong.
I don't think you gotta be stronger. I think you just gotta fucking
be real.
Yeah.
Or fake.
Everyone, listen. Here's what I realized. I'm gonna be honest.
Make sure.
I'm gonna be honest. And here's the most important thing I realized. Every woman does not want to fucking be with me. They don't. They don't want to be with me.
Can you zoom in on that?
Every woman does not want to be. Some women like the idea of. You know, interacting with me or, you know, they enjoy my company and all that shit, but they don't want to fucking be with me. Women have told me straight up, yo, I don't want to be with you. Alright. I probably was hurt a couple times by that shit. But then I realized it was just regular shit.
Like, you're getting all the benefits except for a title.
I don't give a fuck about the benefits, but I mean, you don't want to be with me. It's cool. How many women have I not wanted to be with that I actually want to be around all the time? You know how many women I've told you, yo, I don't want to be with you, and I'm hitting them up every day, trying to kick it with them. Like, so why would it be a misunderstanding when women tell me they don't want to be with me? Mm. Like, that don't make sense. That don't make sense. Like, it's cool. It's okay. That shouldn't be a double standard. It is okay for women to absolutely just want to fuck you.
Or you.
They got knees.
It's okay.
They got knees just like we got.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. I don't know why. Well, make that shit such a big deal. It's not upon a big
for females.
Deal.
Yeah, it's definitely frowned upon for females, but I agree.
I don't know why. That's some bum ass nigga shit. Niggas.
You think it was a hate nigga that started that?
It's a hate nigga that started that shit.
He didn't get
nigga,
oh, you
yeah,
are, oh.
a nigga couldn't hit a bitch. She went and fucked the nigga that had a girl already. And the nigga was sitting back hating like, damn. She didn't want to fuck me, but she fucked that nigga. He got a girl. It was, and he started that narrative. That's some hating shit, man. It's
damn. Okay, bro. You know, I've been waiting on the answer for that shit my it's whole okay, life, bro. And I just got that shit.
It's not a big deal, bro. Women can absolutely just want to fuck you and not want nothing else to do with you.
And I have.
It's
one.
Okay.
And when I first realized that,
relax,
shit,
bro.
When I realized that. About
oh,
nine
I
years
definitely
ago,
didn't agree with that girl.
I realized that 9 years ago. I was like, bro.
Y'all don't see on Twitter all the time, girls always say, oh, men can't handle just being fuck buddies.
It'd be the nigga that'd be like, catch
them. Some niggas can't. Some niggas can't just handle that shit. And it's weird to me. But I'm
some niggas don't like sharing
more and more. Niggas, more and more, I'm starting to understand.
Niggas don't like sharing pussy. Even side pussy. They don't like sharing.
Maybe that pussy that good. Dang.
They don't like sharing it.
You ever been in?
Because, like, in my experience,
I don't like sharing pussy.
It ain't fun if a homie don't get none of that. But, niggas, how many niggas you know don't fall off over a hoe?
I don't like sharing pussy either.
Hey, bro, my nigga.
I don't think.
My name was side nigga B for a long time.
But that's the same thing. You could be just one of the girls.
I was side nigga.
You could be a victim.
I was cool with it.
I'm talking about him.
I do not like sharing pussy. At the same time, it's not my pussy to even be talking about sharing. So.
It's not your right to even speak.
Well, I'm going to mind my business and I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Facts or cap.
In a relationship, what's more important, money or love?
Love.
Chick on it.
Money. You know the worst reason to ever get married for is because you're in love. The fuck are you talking about? You get married because you in love? That's the stupidest shit ever.
It's stupid
marriage
to get
is a
married.
Business contract.
It's stupid to get married if you're in love with somebody. Oh, that's the sole reason.
If you're getting married because you're in love, it's stupid. I think that's stupid.
That's the only reason.
If that's the reason you get married, I think that's stupid. Marriage is a business contract. It has nothing to do with love. Marriage literally has nothing to do with love. In my opinion, it's a business contract.
You speak on it, man. Don't let that man sway your opinion. You said
love. I tell you one thing. The people that run the fucking world don't get married because they in love.
I just think, like, women.
Only, but you, in fact, well, I'm going to say it. Only black people get married because they're in love.
Yeesh. I mean,
I don't know. I gotta think about that.
If you talk about like around the world, yeah, it's the business because even arranged marriages is business. They give a dowry, you pay for it.
Well, you want to talk about in America?
No, that's not around the world. America is power. It's family. It's if you try political reasons or
again, if only black people get married for love. That's the stupidest shit in the world.
I'm not saying only. It's not true.
I just saying, me personally. I love my girl. I love the fact that she's successful. She got a good future ahead of her. Like, I take that into consideration before I marry somebody.
But what's more?
Bum bitch. I ain't marrying no bum bitch. I could love you, bitch.
But you go. But all you right. What's the equivalent of a bum bitch to love? Like, a bitch you don't like at all?
Like, say you don't.
That's the same shit, right? If money and love are.
Okay,
are
like this. If I tell you, like, let's say.
Why are two broke people getting married?
Facts. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it happens all the time.
I'm not in a position.
Why?
Happened from that?
Can I ask a question?
What you mean?
My parents had me at 16. Neither one of them had no money. So they both
were
broke at that point.
They're young. They're not worried about.
So that's love.
At 16, are you worried about? They're different. You don't see 16-year-olds that get married and they're still together right now, well into their
40s. Yeah, you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about these anomalies. Anomalies.
What's the percentage?
Why is that?
Because that's fact to me.
You know.
Why is that anomaly?
Yeah.
Because it is. That's literally an anomaly.
What part of that is an anomaly? Because I'm asking.
First of all, getting married at 16, the age,
having three kids by 21,
the amount of time they've been married, all of that is all an anomaly.
Based on recent times or American history? Because people in America be getting married at a young age and still together a lot.
It's not a damn thing. I need to see your percentages,
though. Who? When that happened?
Y'all said
black, until recently, the black woman was the least married woman in the fucking
I didn't say anything
world.
About race.
Who are you talking about?
I didn't say anything about race. I said in America.
Because okay, in America, white people are the majority of Americans.
Yeah.
And white people get married for fucking business purposes.
I didn't say why. You're talking about age. You talking about you don't see people that have been married at a young age and that's still together.
No, because you
that's
tried
an
to
anomaly.
Ignore, no, because you tried to ignore the business behind it.
Are they rich? That's what you're trying to say?
Usually, yeah.
I don't know.
You understand that most white women go to college to find a spouse and get married, right?
You gonna have to show me data.
Same way you gotta show me data when you say that. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
I need data. So what I'm trying to say is marrying at 16 it's not the norm. All I'm saying is
we ain't gotta say
come on, this all I'm saying is that's not the norm. That's all I'm trying to say. I don't care. Even when your parents was having it happen, I'm sure that was not the norm. We'll have to ask them. I don't think it's the norm to get married at 16. Right?
It's not.
So what I'm saying is about that situation.
Norm and anomaly, two different things. We keep going.
What's the original question? Ask it again.
Facts of cap. Money is more important than love.
Okay. So for me, if I'm thinking about just off the rip.
Oh, God.
I think that when you get married, most women are looking for somebody who are, especially in 2020, somebody who is stable, that they can trust, or at least they feel like has a future that they can feel secure about. The same way a man. If a man wants his woman to stay home, okay, cool. Or if a man wants his, you know what I'm saying, woman, like he's looking for a more successful woman, not no bum girl, like, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's just a little. I think that it's. I don't think that it's necessary. Love is the primary factor. Yes, I want to love you, and I don't think the people are getting married because they don't love somebody and they just only see the financial thing. But it's other things that are in consideration. I think I can be in love with you, but if you're just a bum bitch, or like you're a girl to a girl, you're a bum nigga.
I feel like you're running from the question though.
Because like you, question.
The only reason why I say that is because you're saying you keep. I was like the third time I heard you say bum. Like why? Like you know, love.
There's
you're
standards
doing all right for yourself.
Your standards
you're
cool are first.
Yourself.
You have standards. There are standards. If a person doesn't meet your requirements, I'm not going to marry you. I can love you, but if you don't meet my requirements, then I'm not going to marry you.
Okay.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Maybe in better terms.
No. Okay. That makes sense.
I'd rather get married because Shawty got money then get married because I'm in love with her. That's stupid as fuck.
What? Let's say you in love.
I can love somebody for the rest of my fucking life. I can love them with everything I have in me for the rest of my life. We have no reason to get married. What's the purpose of getting married? Because we're in love. Why? Why am I getting married to you?
I can answer that.
Yes, I'm asking.
Because that's somebody you can be with. Forever.
I can be with somebody forever and not get married, correct?
Yeah.
So why am I getting married?
But question.
What does that do with love?
Well, listen.
I'm really curious.
Okay, listen.
Financial reasons.
No. Fuck the money.
Exactly.
No, I'm not getting
married for love. I'm getting married for money.
That's different now.
Because no, it's not. No. I do not have to marry you. I do not have to marry you because I'm in love with you. Yeah. Now, if I'm interested in your finances, I marry you. Because it's a business contract.
Yes.
If I love you, what the fuck am I marrying you because I love you for? So what? I can meet you the rest of my life and love you.
Yes.
That's nothing to do with marriage. That's stupid.
So you telling me right?
Marriage is a business contract.
You love somebody.
Okay, so look.
They do everything else. They cook, clean, everything else around the house. But they ain't got no job. You're not marrying them.
Okay.
But you got the money.
This is what I'm trying to say.
I have it.
This is what I'm saying.
Financially, that's not a problem, which means she didn't marry me. We're not married for love. But the only reason we're married is because financially I can handle this shit.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
What's that with love?
I think we're losing the spirit of the question.
We're not. Y'all just don't agree with that shit.
No. I 100% agree. Marriage is definitely a business contract. It's definitely you enjoying, you're bringing together your finances with somebody. What I'm saying is that when it comes to that idea, it's still the same whether you want whether you love the person or you don't. When I choose my partner, it's saying who do I want to? What do you value more when you want to bring your business country together? Their money or your love for them? That's what I'm trying to say.
So if a woman,
because you can love somebody, now I want to better off my business with you because I love you and I want to get married because it's better to be married.
And that is exactly why the black community is where it is.
I can love you, but you're not ambitious.
That's exactly why
I'm not. No. That's what I'm saying is
that shit in the world. Shit is stupid. That is stupid.
Jeez.
I want to be clear. That is stupid. That's why we are where we are. It's us. Yeah. Nobody to blame. Don't blame nobody else. It's us. Stupid.
He's not a part of the Facts and Cap podcast. I got one more question.
And I'm finishing
the pod. You still got a question? I got one more. That's it.
It's stupid.
We can keep this quick. You know, you back in the day, them old heads, they be like, yo, pussy ain't free. You're paying for it somehow. Was that facts or is that cap?
Pussy ain't free?
Yeah.
Facts.
It's facts.
Facts.
I actually think that's cap, but
how?
It's probably like
can I get an answer from you
it's
first?
It's probably like a 8%. Like, if I could weigh, it's like 92% fat.
Yeah.
I've got pussy.
That makes it a fact, though.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's closer to
that. That's such
a it makes a it closer to fact.
Like, I don't think 60-40 makes it a fact.
But you sound like
90.
You sound like
92.
Right,
they said every
92.8 makes it a fact.
All hedges to tell me.
That's such a majority that makes it a fact.
Pussy. I mean, okay. That's how I want
to
look
you're going to pay for it in one way.
That's how I say.
You're going to pay for it in conversation. You're going to pay for it.
It's a letter that calls.
Not always.
No, I'm not saying always, but for his percentage, that 2-3%.
I'm not paying for conversation. Y'all, as y'all know, which you're gonna agree, which you're gonna say, I like to talk. I don't give a fuck. That's not me paying for shit.
But that's your debt.
If you okay,
that's your debt.
You meet a girl. Let's say that you meet a girl at the club.
Okay.
She asks where you. She basically tell you there. Y'all vibing. She says she wanna fuck. You didn't buy her a drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
She wanna fuck.
Okay.
You tell her come to your crib. She come to your crib. She fuck. She get in her car and leave. You paid for that pussy?
You did not.
That pussy free, right?
That pussy free.
That pussy was free, right?
I mean, she man, that's my time.
That's all. Nah, you making a way to pay for
something. Please, man.
My time. The time was that you was trying to find something to fuck. And you got it.
You just tell that girl.
She was at the bar with your niggas. And got some pussy
right.
Handed to you on a silver
you platter. You paid more buying the Long Island than fucking her.
Fuck out of here, man.
You just tell that girl, shut the fuck
pussy
up
is
and
free.
Fuck. Yeah.
That note.
We out, man. What we naming this episode?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. STFU.